Hello, I am Nimja, and this is After Class. This file is a sweet fantasy for After Class, where you've been a naughty student, not paying attention, not having done your studies as you should. So, you're going to be asked to come to my office, the teacher's office. And it's important that you present yourself there on time. But we both know that you may be dallying ever so slightly, not really wanting to go, and, well, with one thing and another, you were late. And it's very, very naughty of you to be late indeed. So I make you wait. I sit you just out of my office on a chair in the corridor, explicitly set for this very purpose, for tardy students who are late for their appointments, for bad students who have not been behaving very well. So you sit, and you're forced to listen to the simple melodies coming from a speaker not too far away. Almost boring, but not quite, somehow relaxing. You can't help but sort of drift away as you listen to the dulcet tones of the strange music. There doesn't seem to be a main melody. However, the chords seem to be very relaxing, very nice indeed. And you can feel yourself slip away. You notice that you're having difficulty keeping your eyes open, and that your mind is slowing down a little bit. Of course, you're still rebellious. You're still trying to resist this very moment. You don't want to be here, but you have to. If I fail you, if I do not give you a passing grade, you're in big, big trouble. So, against your better judgment, you are here, patient, well, impatiently waiting, until I finally open the door and let you in. The office is basic. Teachers are not allowed that many luxuries. But on my side of the desk there is a very nice chair. And on your side, it's rather simple, isn't it? You'll just have to make do. I nod and you sit. You know what's coming. It doesn't make it any nicer. Well. It seems you finally pay some attention. I thought after last time you would have learned your lesson by now, but no. I can tell that you're not paying much attention in class, and the other teachers have seen the same. They've noticed that you're very absent-minded, as if you're somewhere else with your thoughts. I'd ask a penny for them, but I don't think I want to know. And your work has been less than exemplary. In fact, it has been almost downright shameful. and we can't have that. I know that you need to pass. I know that you want to work hard at this, but it seems that you're lacking discipline. Now, in the old days, I say as I walk to the door of the office, there was a way to deal with students like yourself. Nowadays, it's somewhat frowned upon. A soft click as I lock the door. But I think in your specific case, it could be extremely beneficial. You see, what they used to do to students is give them physical corrections. They are for your own good, and they will help you remember that you should study well. They help you remember to be good, to be on time, to study well, pay attention, and respect the teachers. So, stand, and something inside of you snaps to attention. You're not really sure why, but something in the music that is somehow still there, and something in my voice is calling you to attention. Before you realize what happened, I made you stand. And you're standing right in front of an almost empty desk. The desk is clean and very well organized. Very unlike yourself. Now, I say, pay attention to the desk in front of you. You can see that everything has a place. When I'm not working on something, it is put aside or, if it is not needed quickly, removed off the desk entirely. And in a way, you are going to be just something that I have to work on. I apply pressure to the back of your neck and you can't help but bend over. You are pressed with your chest against the desk. And now you are just like a paper being graded, or something else that a teacher needs to work on, maybe another test. Pulling down anything that covers your ass, I expose it to the cool air of the office. Now stay and count. This is for your own good. At least with this, you'll remember to study well and to be good, to treat the teachers and the school with the respect they deserve for their hard work in trying to educate you. With a sidelong glance, you notice the ruler that was on the desk this whole time, a long, old-fashioned wooden ruler. Suddenly, you realize exactly what is going to happen, and you want to stand up, but somehow you can't. No, I said stay, and no matter how much you struggle, you will stay. I apply some more force to the back of your neck with my hand, and you stay put. Now let's see if you've learned anything in school. I want you to count out loud as I apply this correction to you. For any count that you miss, we will start over. Is that understood? And with a swish, I pick up the ruler from the desk the wood on wood making a slightly scraping noise. And just to tease you, I gently brush with the ruler over your ass. The anticipation hurts almost more than the first impact. Spank, 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 spank. Now, very good, you can count to five. I'm glad you're not more of a disappointment. Now this will hurt, but it's an important hurt. It's one that helps you to remember to not make the same mistake again. And you're going to remember, aren't you? Now continue from five. Spank, 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 spank. 10, very good. A few more and then you'll never forget. Spank, 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 spank. Very good. Now stay there. I finally lift the hand from the back of your neck, but you stay bent over on the desk. Your ass feels hot and stingy. And you're surprised to hear the sound of the ruler being placed back on the desk. You don't remember when you started closing your eyes. Suddenly, you feel a very strange sensation. After you hear a slightly metallic sound, you feel a very cool cream being applied to your ass. The whole area where I've been spanking is being carefully caressed, cooled down by a very nice cream. I make sure to take my time, taking good care of your corrected posterior. I take my time applying the cream, gentle and kind. You can hear the sound of the jar being placed back on the shelf. You don't remember seeing it, nor do you even care where it is now. I gently cover your body again with the clothes that were there before and help you carefully to your seat. You sit in a daze, your eyes blinking, staring forward. You almost don't register me sitting back down in my chair opposite of you. Well now, do you think you'll remember this time? Are you going to be a good student from now on? Studying diligently, respecting the school and its lessons, the teachers, the people. Very good. And if not, you know where to find me if you need more correction. I stand up and I help you out of the chair. You're still moving as if in a dream. You're not quite sure that what just happened was real. But you are adamant to improve yourself. You do your best. And you will try hard, studying with vigor and a newfound inspiration. And when I close the door behind you as you exit the office, you almost don't notice that simple word, wake. as you snap back to reality.